Dane Lian, Shedao's direct subordinate, resumed his place a half pace behind.
Was that wise, my leader?
Easily as wise as you are questioning my judgment here in the streets.
Shedao Shai was pleased that his face mask hid the crooked smile born of Dane's flinching at that remark.
But, Commander, he attempted to murder you.
The other slaves will see his survival as a license to try to kill you again. Shedao Shai continued his tour down the broad Dubrillian street. The destruction caused by the conquest had not been overwhelming. Much of the cityscape was recognizable, and the work details were making much headway in clearing debris.
I believe, Dane Domain Lian, that your question presumes the slave will survive inculcation.
We do not know this.
If he can contain what he learns, he will be of great use to us. This I understand, Commander Shedao Domain Shai.
Dane bowed his head as he spoke. His using Shedao's full formal title, aping Shedao's formality, acknowledged his subordinate status. Shedao glanced left, catching a spark of hatred in his aide's eyes.
We do not know our foe well at all, Shedao said. Enlightenment is always useful, and we need more, much more, concerning these people.
Ignoring Dane's fatuous mouthings about his wisdom, Shedao Shai mounted the steps to the building in which he had situated his office. Sweeping into its central chamber, he encountered three figures. The two taller ones were his own people, but between them was a long-limbed creature covered in golden down. The Yuzhong Vong commander halved the distance between them with two long strides.
I am Commander Shedao Domain Shai.
The creature blinked his big violet eyes. He spoke slowly but strongly, allowing Shedao to capture his words easily.
I am Senator Elugos Akla of the New Republic.
He bowed his head for a moment.
I apologize for not having mastered your tongue.
Shedao continued in the New Republic's tongue.
I have nothing to fear from you, Elugos.
The Kamasi opened his three-fingered hands and displayed them as empty.
My mission here is not one of violence.
The Yuzhong Vong leader nodded slowly.
He does not say that I should not fear him, but just should not fear violence at his hands.
Shedao reached up and stroked the Van Dun crab, making up his helmet and face mask. The creature relaxed, allowing him to slip the helmet off. He handed his aide his helmet. Even though Dane's face lay hidden behind a mask, there was no disguising his shock at seeing his leader show his naked face to the enemy. The Yuzhong Vong leader returned his attention to Elugos.
Your mission here is?
One to promote understanding. Perhaps our ignorance of each other's nature and ways is what makes it appear that we are falling into a black hole of conflict.
Elugos lifted his chin, exposing his slender throat.
I would enlighten you and learn from you.
Shedao pasted a smile onto his twisted visage.
You know that I could kill you at my whim. Praise would be heaped upon me for slaying you. To some of us there is no redemption for your kind.
Elugos bowed his head.
Already I learn. And yes, I know my life could be forfeit in coming here. This did not deter me.
A commitment to mission above the preservation of self. This I understand. This I respect.
Shedao captured Elugos's gaze.
What you are willing to teach me will contain no tactical information that would be of use.
I am not a tactician, nor am I privy to their counsels.
Elugos regarded him closely.
What I would learn from you would likewise be useless.
Is knowledge ever useless?
No, and this is another place we agree.
Shedao Shai nodded slowly.
I will place you under my protection. I will teach you. I will learn from you. We will understand each other.
Elugos clasped his hands together. I am